This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm in the company of someone who is keenly waiting for the Icelandic Music Awards, as he's been nominated in two categories, Song of the Year and Performer of the Year in the jazz category. It's the guitarist Mikael Máni Ásmundsson, who is with me just now. And before any of that, you've got a tour of the country coming up.
Yeah, for sure. It's actually the first time that I will literally be going like a whole circle around the country. Because like in the, you know, in the north you have more venues, you know, but in the south there are less venues. So this is actually the first time I will be playing in the south of Iceland. Yeah.
And today, 5th of March, you're at the Múlin Jazz Club.
It's like on the fifth floor of Harpa.
Okay, it's in that building.
Yeah, it's in that building. And it's called like Jazz in a View because you can see everything like from the harbor.
Oh wow, that view must be amazing from the top of Harpa then.
Yeah, it was. I heard that it was supposed to be kind of like a penthouse for like the people that were financing Harpa, but then after the economic crash, they had to kind of turn it into just like a concert room instead of a luxury room for them.
So that's a great start to the tour, but you are all over the country, as you say. You're going to be in Akureyri, in Egilsstaðir, in Neskaupstaðir, and Vilsfortlur, and we'll put a link up to all of these locations.
Because I'm based in Amsterdam, partially. Mm. Mm. I come to Iceland to play maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and then I try to cover as much of the country as possible, you know. Because if you're always playing in Reykjavík, then people are just going to stop showing up to your concert.
Well, not tonight, hopefully.
Not tonight. It's been a while since I played this. Like I played this program the last time at the jazz festival in Reykjavík. Mm-hmm. So hopefully people will not be
tired
of it. Yeah.
I'm sure that won't be the case. So Guitar Poetry was your first solo record, your first solo album, released in March of last year. I think we're going to hear a song from that at the end of the conversation, but tell us about that record and the songs that are on it.
Yeah, so it was my first solo guitar album, but I had already released three albums with my band. Mm-hmm. And usually when I record, I, you know, plan a lot, go really deep and write like a bunch of songs and just choose from the best ones. But this album was completely different. It was a very spontan album. I was just writing a bunch of songs in this 1 month, and I was like, okay, I just want to record it kind of casually. Mm-hmm. And book the studio for the next month, and then I recorded 11 songs in like 1 day, and that became the album.
And is jazz a fair way to describe what you do? Because you, within that, there are lots of different kinds of jazz, and I think your music sort of ranges into different territory as well, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, I think it's unfair to call it just jazz. And also my musical, like what I like to hear today is a lot of different music than jazz. So I kind of take from that, from the blues music that I'm listening to, and a lot of film music. I love film music, and so the concept I usually have in mind is like I do want my songs to kind of feel like a movie, you know, because that was my first love when I was like 5 years old and was watching Star Wars all the time, but in English, and I didn't understand English, so it was like a lot about listening to John Williams's music. So that's kind of what I want to go for. And the reason why it is defined as jazz is probably because it's like instrumental music.
Yes.
And also because there is like an element of improvisation in the songs that I compose.
Would you like to score a film then? It sounds like if you had the chance to do that, you would be quite keen to.
Yeah, I would love to do that. That's definitely something that I would like wanted to do even before I knew I was going to be a musician, you know.
So you did win at the Icelandic Music Awards last year with Innermost, and you've got two nominations coming up. And as we talk, I think it's a week today that the awards take place. Mm-hmm. Your two nominations, as I say, for Song of the Year and Performer of the Year. Fingers crossed for those.
Yes, finger crossed for those. I think it was also fun to get the Performer of the Year nomination, because last year was the year that I played the most in Iceland of my own music, you know. Yeah. Because especially if you play jazz music, you're usually playing a lot with everyone a bit, but there's less focus on just like one project. Mm-hmm. So last year I got a chance to play a lot in Iceland, so it was satisfying to get the Performer of the Year.
Sure. So the plans then immediately, we've got the tour and we've got the awards in a week from now. What are your plans for the rest of the year?
I recorded an album with my quintet in January, and I'm working on that now. And again, talking about jazz, I'm kind of doing a lot of post-production on the album, which is very non-jazz, you know, because you want to have it as live as possible. So I'm working on that. I'm going to Sweden and Holland to play now in April and May, and then for the summer, I'm gonna turn 30 in June. So I'm going with my girlfriend, who's Italian, to Palermo.
Very nice.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. But then from like July, August on, I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing.
Well, it's funny that you mention blues when you talk about some of the influences you have, because my partner, he's a huge blues fan, but hasn't really found any sort of blues scene in Iceland. Is there one?
Yeah, there is one. And there is usually like the Blues Festival. I think it's still going. There is like a dedicated also blues fan base here. Like if you go to a random concert, you know, often there are like always the same people that seek out the blues concerts.
So it is there. He just has to look for it.
Yeah. He should check out the, like, just Google the Blues Festival of Iceland, and then he will see at least the acts that are playing, and they are usually doing concerts every now and then.
All right. Well, let's talk about the tour. You're at the Jazz Club in Harpa tonight, and then you're in Akureyri, Eilstadur, Neskaupstadur and Kvillsvatnar. So you are covering a lot of the country. And have you played in these places before, or are these going to be new to you?
I've played in half of the places before. Okay. Half new, half old. That's great. Yes. I like that. So I'm really looking forward to playing in Neskaupstadur, because that was the concert last year that was one of my favorites. It's nice going to a city where there are, you know, maybe about 1,000 people who live there. And then you go there, and the people that come to this concert often bring their, like, the atmosphere of the town with them. And I really like that in Neskaupstadur. Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the East, though, isn't there? A lot culturally and musically, I think.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, you know. Yeah. They value it, which is for everything.
Well, listen, good luck with the tour. Good luck with next week as well. I'm sure you're going to get both of those awards that you've been nominated for, Mikael Mauni Ausmundsson. And we're going to hear a song from the record as promised. This is from Guitar Poetry, which came out in March of last year. What would you like us to listen to?
Let's listen to the song Next Time.
Here it comes. Okay, Mikael, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
Roof English Radio, my name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
is more from RÚV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.